This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. What if the union had won in Bessemer? This is like the version of the old joke. What's the good news? The union beat Amazon in the election. What's the bad news? The union beat Amazon in the Bessemer election. Stated another way, what would have happened if the dog had caught the truck? In short, you think the election campaign was hard? Then you can't even imagine how difficult it would have been for the union to get a decent contract. Look it up on Google. None of the figures are up to date, given the world-shaking expansion and growth of Amazon both here and abroad in the pandemic. Ask Google how many fulfillment centers, another name for warehouses, that Amazon has in the U.S., and 110 will pop up. But you know that number is light. There's an announcement of a big center in Slidell across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans. Right now, driving into Atlantic, the construction along I-85 makes it clear that Amazon is doubling the size of their existing warehouse. Believe me, there's one coming near you. Nonetheless, let's say 110 is the number. The headlines are all about the fact that Amazon now is the second largest U.S.-based employer after Walmart with over 1 million workers. How many workers does Amazon have in the U.S.? North of 600,000 is probably an undercount. In a better world that is not this one, RWDSU, the union in this chase, would have beaten Amazon, and they would have had the legal right for 1 year to bargain a collective agreement without the company challenging whether or not they have the support of the majority of the workforce. Make no mistake, that's all a union wins with an NLRB certification of an election victory. If the numbers had been reversed and the union had the almost 1,800 votes and the company had only 800, then the company over the year allotted for bargaining, after they might have filed objections, can't challenge the union's majority of those voting, which is to say, refuse to bargain. But trust me on this, the fact that 4,000 workers had not voted for the union, just as in this case they had not voted for Amazon either, would have been a constant refrain. In the poison collective bargaining regime under the law now, with the union at best only to bargain for 6,000 workers, or 1% maybe, of the U.S.-based workforce and less than 1% of the fulfillment warehouses in the U.S., what are the odds that the union would have won a decent contract? I'll answer that by saying pretty poor. Our local union won an election with the Hyatt Regency Hotel chain for the first time in 30 years in New Orleans in 1980. It took us 7 years and a trip to the Supreme Court to get a contract, and we couldn't hold on to it. Ouch! I can remember arguing with Tom Woodruff, the great SEIU organizing director, about why they had negotiated away the ability to organize HCA hospitals in Louisiana in order to pick up a couple of their facilities in Nevada and maybe Texas and done so without telling me. His answer was unforgettable. Wade, I did you a favor. You might have organized them and then had to spend the rest of your life trying to get a contract. I didn't like that answer, but that didn't mean that Brother Woodruff didn't make a point with a lot of truth to it. This is the problem with an organizing strategy that is not about really building a union, but more about hopes, dreams, and hot shops. Carrying a torch for a victory, the union and company would have known that they couldn't strike if they thought the contract on the table sucked, or it would allow Amazon and other anti-union companies to plummet the union on that issue for a generation. To get a contract, they would have had to walk back the messaging of better wages and benefits and instead talk about reducing turnover and protection of a grievance and arbitration system, because the odds that Amazon would offer more than pennies in wages and bennies than it had for the rest of its 600,000 workers in 110 warehouses is zero. It wouldn't have happened. Full stop. If you promise more than you can deliver, it will bite your butt, and the union would be racing to settle something before the other 4,000 workers, with the company's implicit yet invisible support, would have started a decertification petition. This is not a happy story. But it is a call for a different organizing strategy that bypasses NLRB elections and even collective bargaining, and instead focuses on building a union at Amazon on the backs of real membership among the workforce and taking action on the job with wins large and small until real power and density in the company is achieved. It would take time, people, and money, but there's abundant proof that it would work. It's almost impossible to win this way, and I guarantee the odds would be better that way. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.